Chicago anger over fatal police shooting.
Clearly, this officer went overboard.
Turkey's downing of a Russian jet.
Russia is trying to tone down tension.
Holiday travel amid terror fears.
Very nervous and anxious.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
You're obstructing the roadway.
Another American city has been torn by outrage and protests over a fatal police shooting. There were some scuffles with police as demonstrators filled the streets of Chicago.
16 shots!
Just after the release of dash cam video that shows a white police officer fatally shooting a black man 16 times.
Boo, 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 boo. His body dead. Boo, 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 boo. That wasn't even 16 times.
CBS's Dean Reynolds in Chicago says this happened 13 months ago. The officer was formally charged with murder only yesterday.
The video shows Officer Jason Van Dyke firing just 6 seconds after leaving his cruiser. Most of the shots hit Laquan McDonald when he was already on the ground, his body jerking from the bullet's impacts. Van Dyke's partner, seeing him reloading, ordered him to hold fire and kick McDonald's 3-inch knife away. Van Dyke said the teenager lunged at him and that he felt his life was in danger. But the tape showed McDonald moving away, not toward the officer.
Protesters plan rallies today at Chicago City Hall and Friday in the city's shopping district. Now to Minneapolis, another city where protests are going on over the fatal police shooting of a black man. WCCO Radio's Edgar Linares.
They marched several miles from the precinct where protesters have been camped out for more than a week to Minneapolis City Hall. The group wants justice for 24-year-old Jamar Clark, shot November 15th by Minneapolis police. Some claim Clark was handcuffed during the shooting. Police say Clark was reaching for an officer's gun. The large crowd grew after news that five protesters were shot by masked men on Monday night. Three men are now in custody being questioned about the crime. One of the victims is Wesley Martin.
I was shot in my lower leg right here. It went right in and right out.
While the investigation into the shooting continues, Clark's family will be laying him to rest. Edgar Linares, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Overseas, a day after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane that entered its airspace, some cooler heads seem to be prevailing.
We just heard from the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said that Russia has questions for the current Turkish government, but that Russia is not going to wage a war against Turkey. That's a clear indication that Russia is trying to tone down tensions after this incident.
CBS's Holly Williams is in Istanbul.
One of the pilots from the downed warplane ejected safely, was rescued and returned to base inside Syria today. The other pilot is believed to have been killed by ground fire.
Brussels is bustling again after a four-day lockdown prompted by word of what was called an imminent terror threat. CBS's Deborah Patta in Belgium's capital says there are still precautions being taken.
300 additional police officers have been deployed to patrol schools around Brussels. Parents were only allowed to drop their children at the gates. Teachers escorted them inside the building.
In Paris, CBS's Elaine Cobb says more is emerging about the plans of the mastermind of the attacks nearly 2 weeks ago.
French media report Abdelhamid Abaoud and another man plan to blow themselves up at a shopping center and a police headquarters in La Défense. And they report he asked his cousin to buy two suits for them so they would blend in. Both were killed in a police assault just hours before they planned to act.
Well, here at home, officials say there is no credible threat, but there are concerns about possible copycat-style attacks in the wake of Paris. And it's a factor as people head out for the Thanksgiving holiday. WTOP Radio's Nick Iannelli is at Reagan National Airport.
The State Department's travel alert about an increased threat of terrorism is something in the back of everyone's minds.
I appreciate all of the heightened security, and I'm trying to be vigilant.
This man says he's making a point to be more aware of his surroundings.
If everyone's that way, I think it'll be a lot safer for all of us.
With the holiday traffic and extra security, passengers are being told to arrive at least 2 hours before their flights.
And tens of millions of us are hitting the road.
Folks are fueling up and heading out of town to visit friends and family. For Thanksgiving. Some have longer trips than others.
A couple hours, not too bad.
So how far you got to travel?
Like 6 hours from here.
But no matter how far they have to travel, they tell me they really enjoy the holiday when they get where they're going.
I do enjoy feeding people. I do love to see people happy to eat.
Who are you going to visit?
Mom, dad, cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
For the second time in as many weeks, stormy weather, strong winds lashed Washington State, knocking out power to tens of thousands west of Seattle. Some in the eastern part of Washington have been without electricity for more than a week. Jesse Wurst of the local utility company says they're making sure people are all right.
We participated in going door to door to do welfare checks through neighborhoods, and now we're actually going back 3 days later and rechecking on people to make sure that generators are hooked up appropriately, that needs are being met.
In drought-stricken California, enough water to serve 500 homes for a year was sent into a creek that feeds the San Francisco Bay when an inflatable dam was punctured by knives. Four young men are facing charges. There's new climate information out today from a UN agency. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The UN's weather agency says 2015 is on track to be the hottest year on record, with next year even warmer. The World Meteorological Organization says a combination of a strong El Nino and human-induced global warming will keep the average global temperature rising. This winter's El Nino is expected to be one of the strongest ever, with warm Pacific Ocean temperatures expected to cause extreme weather from heat to flooding in 2016. Peter King, CBS News.
St. Louis Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey's in critical but stable condition in South Florida. Reports say he was shot twice in the head while in a car with a cousin. Bailey's been serving a four-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Business as usual last night for the NBA's reigning champs, the Golden State Warriors.
Curry all the way!
Led by star Steph Curry, the Warriors won their record-shattering 16th straight game to start the season, a 111-77 blowout of the L.A. Lakers. About the road ahead, interim coach Luke Walton says anything's possible. Eventually, we will lose. A founding member of music's Family Stone has died. CBS's Bill Whitney says her urgings on one classic hit song are unforgettable.
That's the voice of Cynthia Robinson urging listeners to dance to the music. The singer and trumpeter who co-founded Sly and the Family Stone has died at 69. Robinson was 20 when she joined Sly Stone's funk band in 1966. It produced a string of hits. And Hot Fun in the Summertime. After the band broke up in the late 70s, Robinson and several others continued to play together as the Family Stone. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Actor David Canary, who had a nearly three-decade run playing twin brothers on the soap opera All My Children, has died at 77. He first came to prominence in the 1960s series Bonanza. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.